This ongoing series from Barry Historical Archive curator Deb Exel shows old photos from the collection and one from the present day, as well as the story behind them. The Barry Armory, 37 Parkside Drive. It was lumberman Archibald Thompson that provided the land for the very first military drill hall in Barry. It was former Barry Mayor W.A. Boies that facilitated the building of the last one. Archibald, Arch, Thompson had a lumber business in Angus before purchasing an enormous parcel of land west of Bayfield Street and north of Elizabeth Street, now Dunlop Street West. Thompson, one of Barry's first families, was considered one of wealthiest and most important lumbermen during the period of 1860 to 1890. His home sat on the Wellington Street Ridge, overlooking Ross Street and beyond. In 1866, Lieutenant Colonel Dennis of the Federal Ministry of Militia visited Barry, scouting for a site to build a county battalion drill shed. St. Vincent Square in the east end of Barry was selected, having the space for not only drills but also a fairground. But in 1867, Arch Thompson offered 6 acres of his property to the town. The alternate location or proposition must have been more appealing, as the wooden drill shed was built on Thompson land in 1868. The remainder of the acreage was intended for municipal purposes and would become Queen's Park. Thompson would later provide land for the new Royal Victoria Hospital on Ross Street. That first wooden building burned in 1886 and a new drill hall was built on Mulcaster Street 2 years later. By the early 1900s, however, the armory on Mulcaster Street was considered inadequate for the needs of the regiment that used it, the Simcoe Foresters. It was W.A. Boies, by then a member of Parliament, who declared that $40,000 of government funding was available for a new armory, if the town could supply the site. According to local history book, Beautiful Barry, construction began on the southwest corner of Queen's Park in September 1914. A month after the declaration of war. Following some early delays, and not quite finished, Barry's new armory was officially opened on November 7, 1915. At a cost of about $60,000, some 500,000 local red bricks from William Freke's Brickyard and another 100,000 buff bricks from Milton were used in the construction. Standing like the fortress it is, the new drill hall dominated the historic Queen's Park neighborhood. Two intimidating towers flank the three-arch entrance to this imposing structure. Impressive in its exterior, inside, the armory is all function. Drill hall, viewing galley, offices, classrooms, messes and quartermaster stores. Besides its continued use for military purposes, the Barry Armory has been headquarters for municipal, civic and social events for decades. The armory is an iconic part of Barry's built heritage and a reminder of the long relationship of the military in our community. The Barry Armory is a recognized federal heritage building because of its historical associations, as well as its architectural and environmental value. The building also a recipient of Heritage Barry's Heritage Award. To add a small historical footnote, newspaper man Fred Grant was irritated with town authorities that a monument acknowledging Arch Thompson had never been placed at either Queen's Park or the Royal Victoria Hospital.